Shkach, Reb Shlomo, for leading us in the Nigun. Thank you, Shlomo, for bringing the Shender. Thank you, Nathan, for sponsoring the juice.
No, juice.
For everyone. I thought we would try to speak about Eretz Yisrael, especially given everything that's going on in Eretz Yisrael. It's very easy to become kind of desensitized to what's going on. Obviously, we're thinking about Eretz Yisrael, but you know, when it just becomes checking the latest updates of what's happening, I'm as guilty as anyone, just trying to follow in that way, and a quick pitul tehillim after a shachris or a mincha or a mar, it becomes very trite, and often without any real heartfelt connection. So I thought we would try to discuss a beautiful piece of Kedushas Levi in this week's Parsha, where he talks about how Yaakov Avinu was able to maintain a connection to Eretz Yisrael even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Truth is, the way that Yaakov is able to achieve it may not be realistic for us, but to try to come up with perhaps some other, maybe less conventional ways of maintaining our connection to Eretz Yisrael. So the Parsha begins, V'yetze Yaakov mi-Be'er Sheva v'yelach Harana. Source number one. Yaakov leaves Be'er Sheva and he's headed towards Haran. Rashi comments, Lo yitzarech lichtov ela vayelech Yaakov Charana. Why do I care to be informed that vayetze, that he left? Obviously, if he's heading somewhere, he left somewhere. V'lama hizkir yitziyaso. So the well-known Rashi, I'm sure everyone's familiar with it. Ela magid shi yitziyat tzadik minamakom osa roshim. When a tzadik leaves a place, that makes a mark. Shebezman shat tzadik be'ir, hu hoda, hu ziva, hu hadra, yatsam yisham, pana hoda, pana ziva, pana hadra. When he leaves, all of the splendor of that place is lost, seems to disappear. So that's why it says, Vayetza, his leaving was very impactful. Rashi then comments, Vayelech harana, yata alechas lecharan. Again, Rashi's responding to the fact that he doesn't go directly to Charan. He's intending to go to Charan, but he doesn't, in fact, make it to Charan right away. The Kedushas Levi learned Rashi's question differently. Now, the truth is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says his question. Right? Rashi says, Lama hizkir yitziyasa. Rashi's bothered by what word in the Pasuk? Vayetze. The Kedushas Levi says there's really a second problem in the Pasuk, and that's in the words Vayelech harana. Says the Kedushas Levi, source number 3, where it's bolded. The Kashal Rashi. The Lama Kasu Vayelech harana. Again, Pasha says that's not Rashi's question, but he says there's an additional layer of question here. Why does it say Vayelech harana? Well, what do you mean? We're interested in knowing where Yaakovina was headed. Says the Kedushas Levi, Havelei Lichto Vayered Charan. Why doesn't it say he descended to Charan? Why would it say he descended to Charan? So he says, we know that Rashi in numerous places tells us, Da Holech Me'eret Yisrael Luchutz La'aretz Ksiv Vayered. When a person leaves Eretz Yisrael to go anywhere else in the world, it's a descent. You were in Sota, has a whole funny discussion about that. A person's going from one place to another place, right? And he's going from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Is he coming from a place above Eretz Yisrael, below Eretz Yisrael? Is it irrelevant to where he's coming from? Because even if I'm moving in an upward direction, that's considered a Yerida if I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasha says, yeah. Why is that so? Why is wherever I'm coming from a Yerida? She Eretz Yisrael gevoa mi-Chutz La'aretz. Because we have a rule that Eretz Yisrael is higher than Chutz La'aretz. In what sense is it higher? So says the Kedushas Levi, in what sense is Eretz Yisrael higher? It's not necessarily geographically, physically higher. Rather, it's spiritually loftier. And therefore, normally, when a person leaves Eretz Yisrael, wherever you're going, it doesn't matter. It's a Yerida. By definition, it's a Yerida. Because you're losing the spiritual qualities of Eretz Yisrael. When a righteous person leaves Eretz Yisrael, is it a Yerida for him? The answer is no. Why? Why is it Vayelech Charana? Why isn't it Vayered Charana? Kishiyatsami Beresheva Pana Hodo Perishahod Pana Vahalach Ima. Because when a tzaddik leaves Eretz Yisrael, he takes Eretz Yisrael with him. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is the Kedusha of the tzaddik, in a sense. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael Halcha Imo. Dehu Hahod, he is the splendor of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not inherently, and it's something you have to be careful with. This is one of the things, I guess, some of the early opponents of Zionism are fighting against. That Eretz Yisrael is not necessarily inherently Kadosh, although it is on some level, but the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael is the performance of mitzvot in the Torah and the avodah that takes place in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it's the restoration of mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael that brings its Kedusha. And therefore when a tzaddik leaves Eretz Yisrael, says the Kedusha's Levi, the Kedusha goes with him. And that's why it says, Vayelech Ranav lo Vayerich, Yaakov lo Yarad Klal. He says in the next paragraph, Vezeh Kavanas Chazal Gamkein, Umuv Rashi Bapasuk, Ein Zeh Kiyim Beis Alokim, Shenekar Har Moriya Uvalakan. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Chulin, that Eretz Yisrael joined him at that moment where he was sleeping in that spot. Har Moriah came and was swept up under him. Kadosh Baruch Hu folded Eretz Yisrael beneath him. Ki Yaakov haya meitzer al shehutzrach alechas v'Eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz. Yaakov was terribly bothered when he first left. I'm being forced to lose my connection to Eretz Yisrael. As Rashi explains in Parshas Vayigash, al tira mered the Mitzrayim. Don't be scared to go to Mitzrayim. What's the pshat? Yaakov, you don't have to be afraid. Why not? Lachin heralo Hashem Yisparach shahara Maria nekar etzlo. Uvezeh simen shalo yisarei. Yaakov, you have nowhere to fear because wherever you go, the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael will follow you. Shabavuro yelech imo Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, kmo shara ata shabavuro halach har Maria v'havein. Yaakov has a guarantee that Eretz Yisrael will constantly be by his side. And when you understand this idea that Yaakov, in a unique way, has the ability to take Eretz Yisrael with him, perhaps more so than Avram, and Yitzchak certainly, who never left Eretz Yisrael, you understand another important aspect about Yaakov's connection to one of the Chagim. Not everyone's mind is holding by Hanukkah already, but we have to try one last time to hold on to Sukkos. One last Sukkos bar before we go. Ritz Hashem, we'll move forward with the Torah of Hanukkah in the coming Shurim. But one last Sukkos bar. We know that the Avos correspond to the Gil Moad. And the Shloshim Golem correspond to the Avos. The Torah brings in the name of his brother, Yechiel. This is in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, source number 4, Taf Yud Zayin. Pesach corresponds to Avram. Shavuos corresponds to Yitzchak. And Sukkos, says the Torah, where it's bolded, Sukkos keneged Yaakov, dechsev, ulemekneu, osa Sukkos. It's an idea that's found in the Zohar. It's found in various places in the writings of Chazal and in the Rishon. What's the connection between Yaakov and Sukkos? In what way is Yaakov like the Sukkah? Is the Sukkah like Yaakov? So the common denominator is Eretz Yisrael. The Sukkah is a place of Eretz Yisrael, and Yaakov Avinu is a person of Eretz Yisrael. More so than Yitzchak. What do you mean? Yitzchak was the one who stayed in Eretz Yisrael his whole life. Yaakov represents a different Nekuda of Eretz Yisrael. The Belzer Rebbe explains that Yaakov represents the ability for a Jew to maintain a kasher with Eretz Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Chiddush of Yaakov Avinu. He says in source number 5, Rabbi Yisachar Dov of Belz, this is in his writing on Chumash and the Mo'adim, and it's in the Sukkah section, page Reish Yud Zayin, Reish Yud Ches. V'yesh lomar, apish shamati kama pa'am me'adoni avi, I heard from my father in the name of my grandfather, that the Sukkah is, the Indian Sukkah hu, sh'ashem yisparach makif osanu b'kedushas beis ha-mikdash, me'ar baruchos ulamala ulamata. The walls, the dimensions of the Sukkah, represent the borders, so to speak, of the beis ha-mikdash, kilom in the beis ha-mikdash. What's the air space of the Sukkah? And this is true even in Chutz La'aretz. I can be in a sukkah in Teaneck, New Jersey. I can be in a sukkah in Lawrence, New York. And I can find myself in the Beis HaMikdash, kilu. V'hein dafnei ha-sukkah v'karkaisa v'aschach. Those are the physical structure of the sukkah. Corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash. V'hein avir ha-sukkah v'avir d'Eretz Yisrael mamish. But the airspace of the sukkah is mamish, Eretz Yisrael. So says the Belzer Rebbe, I'll add to what my grandfather said. Hine afta ha'avos ha'kadoshim zachu kulam l'kadushas Eretz Yisrael. Ach l'kadushas Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz. There was only one who was zochet to experience Eretz Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael. Exactly like Kedushas Levi told us. Who was that? That was Yaakov Avinu. And he quotes again that Gemara in Chulin, Veivkav Makom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Har Moriah and he placed it beneath the feet of Yaakov Avinu. So he says, now you understand why Yaakov corresponds to Sukkah. Sukkah is an Eretz Yisrael makom outside of Eretz Yisrael. You can experience Eretz Yisrael in the Sukkah outside of Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov is the one who represents Eretz Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh ha'yeremez ledoros, shenuchu lahasig kedushas Eretz Yisrael af begolos b'chutz laretz kmo inyan mitzvah sukkah. Just like a person can experience Eretz Yisrael through the Sukkah, Yaakov Avinu was unique in his ability to hold on to Eretz Yisrael regardless of where he went. Now obviously I think everyone here has been to Eretz Yisrael. Pretty sure everyone who's been to Eretz Yisrael. Right? I don't think any of us feel confident enough to say that wherever we go, we take Eretz Yisrael with us. That, you know, we leave Eretz Yisrael and Pana Hoda, Pana Ziva, that the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael stays with us in the way that it did with Yaakov. In fact, I would say just the opposite. The fact that none of us are sitting in Eretz Yisrael right now requires a cheshbon and nefesh, and we need to think about why is it that Eretz Yisrael spit us out. The Torah, in at least two places that I know of, it could be there are other references to it, once in Achrei Mos and once in Kedoshim, the Torah describes that a person who fails to live up to the spiritual level of Eretz Yisrael is literally, that's it, thrown out of the land, spit out of the land, vomited out of the land, to use the Lashon of the Torah. Source number 6, the Pasuk in Kedoshim, Ushmartim eskol chukosai, eskol mishpatai, vasisim osam, v'lo saki aschem aretz. If you're worthy, you'll get to stay forever. There are people who go to Eretz Yisrael for the year, and you know, we probably have some people we know like that. Think of Rav Erman, no? Rav Erman did that, no? He went and he just went. And some people just go and they stay. They're on a very lofty level. And Eretz Yisrael is makabel them right away. And unfortunately, there are other people who, because of our, again, each person has to make their own cheshbon and nefesh, but because of our shortcomings, Eretz Yisrael is not willing to work with us. And Eretz Yisrael is very sensitive and it's uncomfortable by our presence and it spits us out. Rashi in the Pasuk in Achrei Mos, which again, I put the one from Kedoshim in source number 6 because I think it says it even stronger about the relationship between doing the Kedusha, doing the mitzvot of Eretz Yisrael and staying in Eretz Yisrael. But Rashi comments already in the earlier Pasuk in Achrei Mos. And Rashi says in source number 7, he gives a mashal, Leben melech she'achiluhu davar maos. A person, a king, a prince who's used to eating very fine foods. And one day he eats a food that's really not to his liking. It's something that for his senses and for his taste buds is really quite disgusting. Shein omed b'meyav el mekiyo, and he vomits, he throws up. He's too sensitive to such things. He's not able to maintain it within him. So too, kach Eretz Yisrael einu makayem es over yavera. Eretz Yisrael, because of its spiritual sensitivity, will not be makayem over yavera. Types of averos that other places, right, would be okay with bigger averos. Eretz Yisrael is much, much more sensitive. Think about the question of Sodom. The destruction of Sodom is like the ultimate chorban, right, as far as post-mabel. The ultimate ma'afecha Sodom, it becomes the example that the Torah describes in Devarim as like, you know, the mashal of the overturning of a city, the destruction of a city. Why was Sodom destroyed? What was so bad about Sodom? Was Sodom the only city that was functioning in the way that it was functioning? The Ramban assumes not necessarily. So what was it that made Sodom worthy of such a horrible destruction? So the Ramban writes in Bereishis Perek Yutes in source number 8, V'daki mishpat Sodom hayu l'malas Eretz Yisrael. You know why Sodom has to be treated so severely? Because Sodom is impinging on the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Ki hi michlal nachlas Hashem ve'eina soveles anchei toivus. Eretz Yisrael in its sensitivity is not able, like the pasuk that we just saw a minute ago tells us. V'kasher toki asagoy kulam b'pnei toav asam higdim of a kos as ha'amazeh shayura mikulam l'shamayim l'brius. And because of that, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the landscape of sinful cities, he says, I have to deal with the one that is specifically causing the most destruction, where? Within Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban concludes at the end, again, where it's bolded, Ki yesh b'umo zirayim v'chata ma'od. There are many nations throughout history, in that time and in future times, who were worse than Sodom, or at least as bad as Sodom. V'lo asa behem kachan, Hashem didn't overturn them in this way. Aval malas ha'aretz hazos haya hakol. But because of Eretz Yisrael, for the defense of Eretz Yisrael, we can't play games. We can't play games. Physically, we can't play games. If our enemies are threatening our physical existence, we can't play games. But Eretz Yisrael, Mamela, its spiritual existence is the same thing. Eretz Yisrael will not be makabel. Now, this, by the way, is a big chizik. If you look at Eyam Barim Smecha, I forget who he quotes from. But he says this is a big chizik when you see an irreligious person who is in Eretz Yisrael. You think, oh, I'm better than that, you know, irreligious Jew who's going to the clubs in Tel Aviv. Not necessarily. For whatever reason, a Kodesh Baruch looks at their pnimius and decides, I think he quotes from the Chesed La'Avram, Azulai. The grandfather of the Chida, great-grandfather of the Chida. The Chesed Avram says, take a look. We're sitting here, right? And people who are not sure what Torah business are in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem obviously sees something in them that makes them more worthy than us. It's a big musr and requires a lot of thought. But again, Eretz Yisrael is sensitive. Eretz Yisrael is highly sensitive, and it won't allow any type of injustice to remain within its borders. And when I saw this Ramban this week, as I, Baruch Hashem, I had never seen this Ramban before, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent it my way, I was reminded of a letter that the Ramban has in the collected Igros of the Ramban. This letter I had heard probably about 10 years ago now from my Simon Shlita. I remember it was in one of the packets, a letter, and for some reason it stuck with me, and I pulled out my Kisei Ramban and I was able to track down the letter. What's the letter? The Ramban describes the moment when he first came to Eretz Yisrael. And he describes some of the Chorban that he saw in Eretz Yisrael. And very famously, the Ramban said the following. Source number 9. It's letter number 7 in the two-volume Shevel Kisei Ramban. Umaagid lachem beinyan aretz. He's writing, I believe, to one of his children. What can I tell you about the land? Ki rabah azuva v'gadol Hashem amon. It's terribly desolate. It's terribly empty. V'klalo shel davar. And he says, you'll be surprised to know that of all the places I've seen, kol amakudash mechavero chariv yoser mechavero. The holier places are more desolate and more destroyed. Why? It makes simple. Based on what we've explained, it makes perfect sense. Yushalayim Yoser Chareva Minakol. Verit Yehuda Yoser Minagalil. And he goes on and on to describe what he's seeing with his own eyes. Why? Because again, the loftier the place is, the more spiritually sensitive it is. And again, there's a greater danger that one who's not worthy will be spit out, and the land itself will unfortunately collapse upon itself. The Chorban will be that much more in these places of great Kedusha. So halavai, you know, halavai we should be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael when we're in Eretz Yisrael. All the more so to be like Yaakov Avinu, to leave Eretz Yisrael and to take Eretz Yisrael with us. That the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is so much mekusher to us. That I leave Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael wraps itself around me, it's under my feet. That's again something that's very much beyond us. But we'll try now to develop three different approaches to how we, in some small way, right, not like Yaakov Avinu who takes the kedusha with him, but in other ways that we can tap in to the kedusha and connect ourselves to Eretz Yisrael. Again, dafka in a time where Eretz Yisrael wants to know that its members, that its family members, Klal Yisrael is are thinking about it. There's a Mishnah in Sota in the 9th Parak by Egla Rufa. Parak Test Mishnah Gimel. And Rabbi Akiva Paskins, this particular way we happen to Paskin this way, it's in a different context. It's in the context of Egla Rufa, of Egla Rufa for a mace. But Rabbi Akiva Paskins, that if you find the dead person's body in one place and his head in another place, we assume that the head is where it really is, where the person was killed, and the body is elsewhere. Right? Do we bring the head to the body, or do we bring the body to the head? Rabbi Akiva says you bring the body to the head. The head is primary. The head is central. And that's in fact how we paskin. And I think Sifrei Drush uses it as a muster of sorts that if I want to get my body in the right place, I first have to have my mind in the right place. If my head is in Eretz Yisrael, it'll be much easier for me to get the rest of my body, so to speak, into Eretz Yisrael. To be mindful of Eretz Yisrael. That my brain should be connected to Eretz Yisrael. I tell a mice, it's a famous mice that's brought in the Neri Yisrael, which is a collection of many volumes, in the 6th volume of the Neri Yisrael. It's a collection of Divrei Torah and stories and hanhagos from the Rishna Rebbe and his children and his descendants. So the Boyana Rebbe of New York, from Mordechai Shalom, traveled in 1949 to Eretz Yisrael. And at one point he was traveling around different trips, and there were 4 Hasidim who were traveling with him at one point. They were traveling from Haifa to Tel Aviv. Maybe it was Tel Aviv to Haifa. About a 2-hour trip at that time period. And they were very excited here. We're going to be in the car with the Rebbe for a long time. We'll get to Shmuz, Divrei Torah, Sipuri Maisios of Tzadikim, and Hagos. It'll be an unbelievable trip. The Rebbe gets in the car, and they start driving, and the Rebbe's just staring out the window. The Boyana Rebbe is just staring out the window. And they figure, okay, you know, he's never been to Eretz Yisrael, perhaps, taking in the landscape, enjoying the sights of Eretz Yisrael. 10 minutes go by, 15 minutes go by, 20 minutes go by. The Chevra are trying to like strike up a conversation. The Rebbe doesn't flinch. A half hour goes by. Finally, one of the Hasidim, Rabbi Yossel Hornstein, turns to him and says, Rebbe, what are you so busy looking? What do you see? Right? You obviously see something that we don't see. What do you see? You've been looking out the window for a half hour already. You know, they're trying to hop a ride in here. 2 hours with the Rebbe in the car. Great opportunity. And he said, "What? I don't understand. What are you looking at?" So the Rebbe quoted the Pasuk in Parshas Ekev. He said, you have to understand, Eretz Yisrael is the land where Tamed Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are always glued to Eretz Yisrael. He says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eye won't take, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't kiviyachal take his eyes off Eretz Yisrael even for a second. So obviously, I could trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's something to see here. I'm not going to take my eyes off of Eretz Yisrael for a second. You know, again, halavai, we should be in Eretz Yisrael this afternoon. Mashiach should come. We should go right now. We should be staring at the land of Eretz Yisrael. But at the very least, Vivekayim, like Kohala says, Achacham Eina Barosha, that at least I should, if I can't physically see with my physical eye, at least with my spiritual eye, with my brain, to connect our mind to Eretz Yisrael, again, it's a way that we, from a distance, we can begin to connect ourselves to Eretz Yisrael. And that's the first, again, of 3 techniques I want to try to develop for a moment, of how we can connect to Eretz Yisrael. Number one, think about Eretz Yisrael. To really think about it. Not just, again, for a fleeting moment here and a quick capital tehillim, but to attach our minds deeply to Eretz Yisrael. The Baal Shem Tov developed a klal, and it's found in many of the writings of the Hasidim and the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, the idea that you're defined by your mindset. Wherever you think, right, wherever your brain is, wherever your mind is, that's where you are. The first Hasidic Sefer ever printed was the Tolos Yaakov Yosef. came out in the year 1780. Baal Shem Tov passed away in 1760. 20 years later, Rav Yaakov Yosef HaKohen of Polonoid printed the Tolus Yaakov Yosef. Remember, I read from Rav Aryeh Kaplan, for whatever reason this number sticks in my head, I always say it when I mention Tolus Yaakov Yosef, he quotes the Baal Shem Tov 249 times throughout the Sefer. Mori V'Rabbi Baal Shem Tov 249 times. One of the quotes, one of those times where he references the Baal Shem Tov directly, is in Parsha Shlach. And he tells us this klal from the Baal Shem Tov. Hine shamati mimoriza. I heard from my Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov. Makom shemachshava shal adam agas sham hu kulo. Wherever your mind is, that's where you really are. Which means that if I'm standing in the Beis Medrash and I'm davening Shmona Esrei, but my mind's at a baseball game, or my mind's at a job interview, or my mind's on a date with a nice young lady who I'm going out with, while my body is technically in the Beis Medrash, right, the Baal Shem Tov say, you're not in the Beis Medrash. You are where your mind is. It doesn't matter that you're physically standing in the Beis Medrash, but your kavanah is what defines you. The body, like Rabbi Akiva Paskins, is drawn after the head. They tell a mice actually with the Kedusha slave, with the Bardichever. One time the Bardichever was standing in the Beis Medrash, davening Mincha, let's say, and there was a certain young fellow who was standing near him. And after Shmon Esrei, the Bardichever turns to this individual and gives him this warm Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. He says, Rebbe, I've been in town, I didn't go anywhere. Maybe you confused me with someone else. He says, no, I could tell that during Shmona Esrei your mind was in the marketplace, your mind was here, your mind was there. So now you're coming back to the Beis Medrash, so I'm giving you a warm welcome. Right? But it's true, when a person's mind is outside of the Beis Medrash, when a person's brain is not connected to Eretz Yisrael, even if his body is physically, even if we were in Eretz Yisrael right now, you're lav dafka that you're in Eretz Yisrael. If your mind is outside of Eretz Yisrael, then you're not in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very well-known, scary Gemara in Ksubis. I'm sure many of us have seen it before. Tanu Rabbanan. La'olam yidur adam be'eretz Yisrael afilu be'ir sheruba ovdei kochavim. Val yidur b'chutz la'aretz afilu be'ir sheruba Yisrael. Better to be in Eretz Yisrael in a city full of ovdei avodah zarah than to live in a place that's full of yidin in chutz la'aretz. Why? Shekol adar be'eretz Yisrael domek k'mi sheyesh lo eloka. V'chol adar b'chutz la'aretz domek k'mi she'ein lo eloka. Sh'ne'emar l'teiz lachem es eretz kanan li'os lachem le'elokim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kiviyachol, to the Jewish people, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, I'll be your God. If you live in Chutz La'aretz, then I won't be your God. The Ramban is a famous explanation. But the question that bothers some is the word Domeh. What does it mean, Domeh? A person who dar in Eretz Yisrael, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's Domeh, it's similar to one who has a God. And a person who lives in Chutz La'aretz, it's similar to one who doesn't have a God. What does that mean? Is that the Gemara's way of just tempering the harshness of this statement? So the Avodas Panim of Aaron Luria Zatzal, in his beautiful little work, Aslanim Rechassid, who lived in Tveria, the Avodas Panim, Rav Ari knows what a good sefer that is. It's a good sefer if you don't have it. It's a sefer to look into. If you've never heard of it, you should look into it. He says a beautiful pshat. He says, you know why it says Doma? Because there's no guarantee just because you're physically in Eretz Yisrael that you're connected to the God of Israel. And there's no guarantee that if you're living in Chutz La'aretz, you're definitely not connected to the God of Israel. It all depends, like the Baal Shem Tov told us, where your brain is. Yitachin lefarish lashon doma. Shemash v'sheba emes enokin. It's lav dafka, is what the Gemara is trying to say. Mishum she'ikir kol davar hu apnimius. Everything depends on what's going on internally. Not just where my body physically resides, but where's my mind? V'yachol yos sheyoshev Eretz Yisrael. A person can be living in Eretz Yisrael. U'bepnimius kol machshavaso hu b'chutz la'aretz. But his mind is totally outside of Eretz Yisrael. He's vacationing in another part of the world. V'chein ha'yoshev b'chutz la'aretz. And that part's, again, not shayach for us right now because we're in chutz la'aretz. But let's take the part that's so shayach for us. V'chein ha'yoshev b'chutz la'aretz. Remember these words. V'kosher b'pnimius nafshol Eretz Yisrael. V'chukasu l'dorba o l'hachzeg yoshev Eretz Yisrael. When a person finds himself, unfortunately, he's been spit out of the land, and he finds himself in Chutz La'aretz, and he attaches himself internally to Eretz Yisrael, Hare be'emes yesh v'aloka. That's a person who can say, yes, I am a Yoshev Eretz Yisrael. I'm one of the settlers of the land of Israel. It's ki'ilu, I'm living in Eretz Yisrael. And the truth is, this idea seems to be itself a mefurish Gemara in Maseches Ksuvos. The Gemara says, in explaining the pasuk in Tehillim, source 13, U'litzion ye'amar ish yulad ba. Ish yulad ba. What does it mean, ish yulad ba? Amr of Miyasha bar Bered Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Echad ha-nolad ba Ve'echad ha-metzap lirosa. You want to be called an Ish who's nolad ba? You could be physically nolad ba. That's one way to get your citizenship. But there's another way. If you're metzap lirosa, if you live with a mental connection to Eretz Yisrael, then a person could say, in a very real sense, that I was Nolad, that I was born in Eretz Yisrael. An amazing story that I just discovered this week. During World War I, the Turks were kicking people out of Eretz Yisrael. If you weren't a citizen of the land of Israel, you were thrown out. How did you prove whether or not you were a citizen? One of the things you could do is you could swear to having been born in Eretz Yisrael. And they would believe it. That's it. If you were to swear that I was born in Eretz Yisrael, they'd let you stay in Eretz Yisrael. There was a Rav in Petach Tikva by the name of Rav Citron. Rav Citron was a son-in-law of the Ragachover. So he sent a telegraph to the Ragachover. Right? I wonder if this Rav Citron is related to the Rav Citron who came to Stolo and gave that famous shir for those who are at that very famous shir. But anyway, Rav Citron was the son-in-law. He was very much responsible for publishing the writings of the Ragachover, if I remember correctly. And he wrote a letter, he sent a telegraph to his father-in-law, "Am I allowed to swear falsely that I was born in Eretz Yisrael?" Why? Pikuach nefesh. If I get kicked out of here, it could be very dangerous. Furthermore, I'll have kavanah in my heart to be mevatel the shuah. I'll know internally that I'm not, but I'm doing it just, can I go through this oath? Can I take this oath to allow myself to stay in Eretz Yisrael? And of course, in classic Ragachover fashion, the Ragachover responded with nothing more than a mari makom, and he telegraphed back, "Ayin ksubis, ayin hayamad aleph." What was he referring to? His pasha. He's referring to the Gemara we just looked at in Source 13. Echad ha-nolad bav, echad ha-metzapa lirosa. A person who wants to be in Eretz Yisrael, a person who desires to be in Eretz Yisrael, in a very real sense, can say, "I was born in Eretz Yisrael." And you have nothing to worry about by swearing that you are a true member of Eretz Yisrael, a person who was a native, so to speak, of Eretz Yisrael. It all depends on a person's mindset. My brother told me a story right before he left Eretz Yisrael, a story that was very much resonating in his mind as he was preparing to make his aliyah this past summer. It's in one of the biographies of Rav Kook. They tell a story that Rav Kook's father-in-law, the Aderet, from Mir, Ponovich, the Aderet was traveling in 1901. He left Mir to join Rav Shmuel Salant, I believe, to help him. Rav Shmuel Salant was getting older. The Aderet happened, I think, to pass away before Rav Shmuel Salant. He was only in Eretz Yisrael for about 4 years before he got sick and passed away. But the Aderet came to Eretz Yisrael, and on his way from Mir, there were stops along the way, and people were celebrating his aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. So at one point along the way, someone made a l'chaim. Rav Kook was traveling with his father-in-law, and someone got up and made a l'chaim to the Rav of Mir, in honor of the Aderet, right, the Rav of Mir. And Rav Kook said, "No, you can't say that anymore." He says, "This man is no longer the Rav of Mir, he's the Rav of Yerushalayim." Why? Because when a person's en route to Yerushalayim, whether he's physically en route like the Aderet was at the time, or my brother was this past summer, or a person who's mentally en route to Yerushalayim, right, he's no longer considered a person of that place in Chutz La'aretz where he was known for, but he can already consider himself a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Zev told me 2 summers ago, I told Zev, I said to Zev before the shiur, I'm going to quote him today. Zev said a beautiful vayit. You have to remember this vayit. It's a very deep teaching. And it expresses the Baal Shem, it brings this klal from the Baal Shem Tov and the Tolos Yaakov Yosef and all the svarim that bring down this idea. And Paras Yosef, it's in many, many svarim in the writings of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. Zev told me in camp 2 summers ago, you could be in Yerushalayim at Big Apple Pizza, or you could be in New York, you could be in Jerusalem Pizza. It's a very deep teaching. It depends on your mindset, right? It depends on, what did you say?
As long as you buy pizza.
Oh, as long as you have pizza, you're in good shape. But again, this is the yisod of the Baal Shem Tov. It all depends on your mindset. You could be in New York, and you could really be in Yerushalayim. And you could be in Yerushalayim, and you could be, unfortunately, a person could find himself in Chutz La'aretz, in a pizza store, in the Big Apple, so to speak. I want to use this yisod, before we bring out the second yisod, I want to try to use this yisod to explain the end of the parsha. Because what happens at the very end of the parsha? Yaakov Avinu is traveling and he meets up with a beautiful chevra of angels. Vayashkeim lavan baboker, vayinashik levanav, source 14, of Vinosa, vayivarech Hashem, vayelech vayashav lavan lemkomo, lavan parts ways with Yaakov, vayakov halach ledarko, vayivku bo malachi elokim, and Yaakov names the place Machanayim. Vayivku bo malachi elokim, says Rashi at the end of the parsha, source 15, malachim shel Eretz Yisrael bo lekrosu lavoso laretz. The angels of Eretz Yisrael stepped out of Eretz Yisrael to escort him where? To Eretz Yisrael. What's the question? The question which all the Mefarshei Rashi already asked at the beginning of the Parsha, the super commentaries on Rashi ask, hold on a second, at the beginning of the Parsha, what was the pshat with the angels being Olim v'yardinbo? The angels of Eretz Yisrael had to be Ola, they couldn't step out of Eretz Yisrael. So what is going on here where the angels are coming out to greet Yaakov in Chutz La'aretz? The Lubavitcher Rebbe has a sicha where he discusses this. It's brought b'kitzur nimratz in the Pninim al Torah v'amoadim in source 16 in this week's parsha, and he says again, he raises this question: Mipashas halashon, mashmash amalachim yatu lechutz laaretz lavosas Yaakov, and that's mufurash. He says in the Ramban, v'kfar hikshu mafarshei Rashi at the beginning of the parsha, v'nei malachim elokim olim v'yardim bo, shemalachim shelivu ba'aretz ein yotzim chutz laaretz. So why at the beginning of the parsha could the angels of Eretz Yisrael not step out of Eretz Yisrael? And now here at the end of the parsha they could. Says the Gur Aryeh, it's quotes, the Lubavitcher Rebbe quotes it, Uvegur Aryeh miyashiv, demikevan cheshmirazu tzarech Eretz Yisrael hi, lekach mutelas amalachei Eretz Yisrael. To give him military escort into Eretz Yisrael, it's part of the Shmira. It's the military responsibilities of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they're allowed to do it. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, close, but doesn't do it for me. V'teirut tzarachin, shrei balav hachi ha'yishom masom malachi chutz laretz. Why did he need a different military escort? He already had a military escort. The malachim of chutz laretz were already escorting him. So why did the malachi Eretz Yisrael, why couldn't they meet him at the border? Why did they have to come out into chutz laretz to greet him? It seems, alkein tzarach lomar, shelevayas ha'malachim ha'yisravak l'shem kavod. It seems that the malachi Eretz Yisrael is just a better... Well, these angels are better than these angels. Yaakov wasn't going to be protected otherwise. It seems it's just an added kavod. And therefore, what right? Hadrakusha leduchta, hey chutru, let's say sluchot sarts. So the Baal Shari says, I'll tell you pashut. And he develops this yisod based on a Rambam and the Gemara and Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. Again, the proofs we won't go into this moment. But he says, pashut, I'll tell you what the answer is. Dikev and I yitzia luchot sarts haisa, rakadele lavosa laarets, a yidei ze, sorry, ain ze, together yitzia luchot sarts. To go to Chutz La'aretz for the express purpose of bringing someone from Chutz La'aretz back to Eretz Yisrael is not a Yitziyah from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, since they're only going out for the sake of bringing him in, given the kol tachlis ha'yitziyah eina el letzorach yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's not a Yitziyah. And again, he brings proof from the Rambam, the various things that allow a person to leave Eretz Yisrael in order to go to Chutz La'aretz. Again, these are things where a person leaves for a temporary nature. L'mashal, the Gemara Kedushin that talks about a person who goes to greet a parent and to perhaps bring that parent to Eretz Yisrael. That's not a Yitziyah from Eretz Yisrael. It's part of the process of bringing someone else to Eretz Yisrael. That's not together a Yitziyah from Eretz Yisrael. This is what the Lubavitcher Rebbe develops in the Likutei Sichos, and again, it's brought in this Sefer. So many years ago, I thought you could say another answer to this question based on the Baal Shem Tov's Yisod. The Baal Shem Tov says, wherever your brain is, that's where you are. So when Yaakov is coming back to Eretz Yisrael, his brain is already what? Focused. He's like the Rav. He's no longer the Rav of Chutz La'aretz. He's the Rav of Yerushalayim, like the Aderet. And therefore, when Yaakov is en route to Eretz Yisrael, the Malachim could come to him because he is Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. His mind is in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore he's in Eretz Yisrael. But based on the Kedushas Levi, you could say it a little bit differently. The Kedushas Levi taught us that all along, from the time Yaakov stepped out of Eretz Yisrael, right? And again, you have to ask the question really on the Rashi at the beginning of the Parsha. But from the time that Yaakov left, Yaakov always had Eretz Yisrael with him. So again, it wasn't just that his machshava, in his mind he was in Eretz Yisrael, but according to the Kedushas Levi, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was mamish beneath his feet the entire time. So this, I think, again, is the first yisod for a person in Chutz La'aretz to maintain a connection to Eretz Yisrael from a distance. A second yisod. We go from the realm of machshava to the realm of dibur. A person has to talk about Eretz Yisrael. And again, not just cheap comments and little, you know, trifling updates about what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, but to talk deep in Yanam about Eretz Yisrael. To really speak out the matters of Eretz Yisrael, that it should be something that's on our tongue, not just in a forced way, but in a very natural kind of way. We know that in general, when a person speaks about something, talking about it brings a person to deepen his appreciation of it. In Yirmiyahu criticizes the people that they've lost their amunah. V'amarta aleihem, source 17, Zeh goy asher lo shamoa al b'kol Hashem elokav, v'lo lachu musar, av deha amunah v'nichros amipiyem. They've abandoned their amunah, and they've stopped speaking words of amunah. So normally we understand it in the order that Yirmiyahu seems to present it to us. Av deha amunah, their faith is lost, and therefore they stop talking divrei amunah. But Rav Simcha Zissel of Kelm developed it differently. Rav Matisyahu Salomon brings this in one of his English books. He says, no, just the opposite. You know why of the Hamuna? You know why the Hamuna was lost? Because they weren't speaking words of Hamuna. Because Nichrus HaMipiyam. If you don't talk about something, if it's not the language of conversation at your dinner table, right, then it's something that's not important to you. It doesn't become a part of your life. And therefore, it was the fact that they stopped talking about it that they lost their emunah. Based on this, we could say the same thing is true when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. The more you talk about Eretz Yisrael, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael attaches itself to you and you attach yourself to it. If you look in the Chassam Sofer, Parshas Vayeschanan, the Chassam Sofer asks, why is it that throughout the earlier parts of Chumash Devarim, everything is about Eretz Zavas Chalav Adavash, Eretz Zavas Chalav Adavash? It's always in the context of Eretz Yisrael. Why is Eretz Yisrael referenced, again, in passing so many times? So he quotes the pasuk that he's bothered by, the pasuk in Vayeschanan, Vishamati Yisrael Vishamarta Lasos, Kasher Dibre Hashem Elokei Avasecha Lecha, Eretz Zavas Chalav Adavash. So I understand the first part of the pasuk. B'nai Yisrael, if you listen and you do the mitzvos, it's a good thing. But why does the Torah just throw in at the end? Again, like almost off the cuff, Eretz Zavas Chalav Adavash. Well, you couldn't go a puzzle without mentioning Eretz Yisrael? What are you throwing in Eretz Yisrael after the fact? HaMikra Koshi HaAvana, says the Chassam Sofer. I don't understand the reference to Eretz Yisrael. V'nirali. Hine b'chol parshios halalu, shino mishalesh, b'tochachosav, u'mazkir Eretz Yisrael, b'chol prad u'prad. Every step of the way Eretz Yisrael is being referenced. Why? U'segula nifla, ki askaras ha'aretz ha'makudash moli kedusha b'leiv ha'shomeya. When a person just references Eretz Yisrael, not only is he thinking about Eretz Yisrael, but he just says the words, those two magic words, Eretz Yisrael. That transforms a person. The same way in a negative sense. As the Torah says, lo yishama al picha. Don't use names of Avodah Zarah. Kamo kola omer rachav rachav. If a person says rachav rachav, the Gemara describes a certain negative thing that happens to him. You're transformed by it. Kein ahefech b'kedusha. Baz kares eretz ha'kedusha. Just by mentioning it. Ba'anshe kodesh. Or even mentioning holy people. A person finds himself stuck in traffic and he's looking for something to do. You know, he's going through his CD drawer, right? Or he's trying to plug in his iPod and he realizes that something's wrong with his radio. He's not going to be able to listen to a Torah tape. He's sitting, or a Torah CD, or an MP3. Chulu v'chulu. So he's stuck in traffic. He's got nothing to do. He doesn't have the head to chazer over the shakta v'tar from Bava Metzia Daf Dalet. It's too much. So what should he do? So there's a simple etzah. Recite the names of holy people. Just anyone you think of. Stifler Gon, Rav Huna, Brisker Rav, Chazanish, Abaye, just say the names of holy people. And the Chassam Sofer says there's a fascinating Sefer. If you've never seen the Sefer, it's very, very interesting. You can see it online. On Hebrew Books, they have it. I've used it there before. There's a Sefer called the Sifsei Yeshanim. Sifsei Yeshanim, maybe it's pronounced. What is the Sifsei Yeshanim? It's a Sefer written by the author of the Sifsei Chacham. And in it, he's malakid, he collects lists of names of, essentially it's a biographical work, where he collects names of Svarim, and names of authors of Svarim, and he writes in his Akdama, that if a person is not able to learn these Svarim, at least know the names of these Svarim. Just by mentioning the names of the Svarim, and mentioning the names of their authors, it brings Kedusha to a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, in Parshas Vayeschanan, you want to be from? You want to keep the Torah and the mitzvos? I'll give you an Eitzah. Just talk about it. If you talk about it, you'll come to connect to it. And he says, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Take a look where it's bolded at the end of verse 18. Vizeo v'shamati Yisrael. If you just hear the name Yisrael, if you go over to someone and say, Shalom, holy Jew, and you call him a Jew, call him a Yid, it transforms the person. Im tishma shem Yisrael, v'shamata b'kola, when you listen, ayideh askaras shem Yisrael, just by listening to the mention of Yisrael, u'mesayim l'mashal, and if you don't believe that can transform you, says the end of the pasuk, Kasher Dibra Hashem Elokei Avosech Halach Eretz Zavas Chalav Adavash. The same way, Bechol Inyan V'Inyan, Kadesha Al Yidei Askar Yitosev L'cha Kedusha Hachanami Dechavase. Just like mentioning Eretz Yisrael is transformative, so too just mentioning Yisrael, saying the word Yid, saying the word Yehudi, saying the word Jew, is a transformative experience. And again, this is perhaps a second Eitzah for us to connect ourselves to Eretz Yisrael. Just talk about Eretz Yisrael. Speak the language of Eretz Yisrael. Have a conversation with a friend in Lashon HaKodesh maybe is also something. But to try to feel, again, as difficult as it is from a distance, to feel connected, but to try in some small way to connect ourselves. And finally, a third approach. Now we get a little bit creative. There are many things in life that we can experience which are b'china of Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned the sukkah earlier. Okay, we're not holding by sukkah, so that's not an option. But what else can we do to tap into the environment, the spiritual environment of Eretz Yisrael? So there's a well-known Gemara in Brachos on Daf Ches Amud Aleph in Source 19. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, Ika Sabe b'Bavel. I have heard that there are old people. He was informed that there are old people in Bavel. Tamava Amar. Rabbi Yochanan said, "How could that be? The Torah says, "Leman yibri yameichem v'yamei b'neichem al ha'adama." The gift of long life is promised where? Only where? Only in Eretz Yisrael. Avav b'chutz la'aretz lo. There's no guarantee. How are people living to such a ripe old age in Bavel? How can it be? But then they informed of Yochanan, Mikadmei Machashchei, the Beit Knishta. People get up early and stay late in the Beis Knesses. Amr, Hainu, the Hani Lu. Oh, that's the pshat. Now I know why they live a long life. The Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, Lebenei, Yeshua ben Levi told his children, Kadimu v'chashichu v'aili lebeit Knishta, kihechi detorchu chayai. If you want to live a long life, get to the Beis Medrash early and late. Ask the Marsha, ask the Vilna Gaon, ask Rav Tzadok, everyone asks the same question. What's the answer here? The Pasuk says, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you'll have a long life. And then he finds out that they're spending time in the base, and all of a sudden, oh, that explains why they have a long life? How does that make sense? The Torah still says, L'man yirbu yameichem v'yamei b'neichem al adama. And the Vilna Gaon, and the Marsha, and Rav Tzadok, all answered the same thing based on the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chav Tesam Ra'af. Asidin bati knesios bati midrashos of Bavel, that they're going to be established in Eretz Yisrael. In the future, the shuls and the midrashos of Chutz La'aretz are going to travel to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Zera Hanpin, in a small way, when a person finds himself in a Beis Knesses or a Beis Medrash, he is Ki'ilu in Eretz Yisrael. The Hainu Taima, says the Marsha in the bold part of Source 20, the Beit Knishta, the Bavel, have the Ki'ilu Heim Al Ha'adam. It's as if you're in Eretz Yisrael when you're in the Beis Medrash. Shrei Yikva La'asid Sham Be'Eretz Yisrael. Right? Just like if your mind is in Eretz Yisrael, you're in Eretz Yisrael. If you're in a place that, again, is also forward-thinking, moving towards Eretz Yisrael, it's ki'ilu, you're in Eretz Yisrael. And I want to try to flesh out this Yisod to explain a few things, questions that could be very bothersome to us. The Gemara in Sota describes Moshe's desire to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara in doing so uses a very funny lashon. The Gemara says in Source 21, Darash Rabbi Simlai, Bibne Manis Ava Moshe Rabbeinu Lichanes L'Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe have a taiva to go into Eretz Yisrael? Clearly it wasn't to eat from the fruits. So Gemara says it was because he wanted to do the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to do mitzvahs that are tluyos ba'aretz. And he could only do those, obviously, in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says to Moshe in that Gemara at the end of the first parak of Sota, don't worry, you stay outside of Eretz Yisrael and I'll give you credit as if what? As if you were in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes LeYaakov in Parshas Veschanan, I don't get it. Why did Moshe have a taiva to go into Eretz Yisrael to do mitzvot atzlius ba'aretz? Why not say something much simpler? Maybe Moshe wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Why do I need the secondary mitzvot that are tzlius ba'aretz? What's wrong with the mitzvah itself of living in Eretz Yisrael? Lechora, says Rav Yaakov in Source 22, Yesh lanu lahavin is kushas chazal. What were chazal asking? Mevnei man is ave Moshe. Hamuto lov lekayim mitzvahs yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's a reason enough for him to go to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yaakov gives a very interesting two answers. The efshar the savri the mitzvahs yishuv Eretz Yisrael, efshar lekayim gam al yidei Eivar HaYarden. There's a shita of the Tashbetz that says that Eivar HaYarden had the status of Eretz Yisrael. So it could be as far as yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he could do that in Eivar Yardin, but as far as mitzvahs and tluyos ba'aretz, that had to be done in Eretz Yisrael proper. Answer number one. V'ulai, says Rav Yaakov, look at this. Yesh lo chiyach mizeh ki mitzvahs yishuv Eretz Yisrael eina ela lamish yesh lo chelek v'nachal b'Eretz Yisrael. It could be that Shevet Levi, because they're not given a nachal in Eretz Yisrael, there's no mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. V'kevin shebnei Levi lo hayolahem chelek v'nachal b'aretz im kein ulai hayu peturin gami mitzvahs yishuv Eretz Yisrael v'tzarech iyan b'zeh. It's a big chiddush to explore whether or not Kohanim and Leviim are chayav b'chlal in the mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Let's assume for a second that Rav Yaakov is correct. Let's assume Moshe only wants to go to the land because of the optional mitzvahs he can do there, because there is no mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Right, in its essential kind of way that it exists by all other Jews. So the question is, in Pnimius HaTorah, why is that so? Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu take away the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael from the Kohanim and the Leviim? And based on the Marsha, I think we have a very simple answer. I think it's a Pashut answer. What's the answer? Why does Sheva Levi not need, so to speak, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Because where does Sheva Levi live? They live in the Beis Knesses. They live in the Beis Medrash. It was the Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of saying to them, you think you need a plot in the land of Israel? You have a piece in Eretz Yisrael. But where is your Eretz Yisrael? Your Eretz Yisrael is found in the Beis Medrash. As the Rambam famously writes, at the end of Hilchos Shemitah and Yovel, Source 23, V'lama lo zacha Levi b'nachlas Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't Shevet Levi take from the spoils from the land of Israel? Just like the brothers, just like the rest of the Shvatim. Because the avoda of Shevet Levi is not to plow and to plant the land. It's the avoda of the Beis Medrash. And if you'll ask, why does Shevet Levi deserve to lose out on Eretz Yisrael? Based on the Mashal, the answer is they don't. They don't lose out on Eretz Yisrael. Their Eretz Yisrael is found in the Beis Medrash. And therefore it's a tremendous musar for us Jews who find ourselves currently in Chutz Laretz, who also, in some way, whether we really want to be in the army of Eretz Yisrael right now, fighting on behalf of Eretz Yisrael, or in a theoretical sense, we want to be mishtatif in the wars of Eretz Yisrael, in the fighting on behalf of our holy land. Says the Rambam in the final halacha in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, again where it's bolded, V'lo shevet Levi bilvad, ela kol ish v'ish mikol bay olam, asher nedava rucha oso, ve'evinu mida'o, li'ibadel, la'amod lefnei Hashem, l'sharso, la'avdo, l'deyas Hashem, v'alach yashar kamosha aso alokim, u'parak me'al tzavaro, olach hashbonos harabim, asher bikshu b'nei adam. If a person wants to free himself and join the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I should have really read the line right before that, right? Where Levi is blessed, Baruch Hashem Chaylo. Levi's bracha, Baruch Hashem Chaylo. They are Chayalim as well, but they're a different type of Chayal. And therefore, this is the type of inscription, or to enlist ourselves, so to speak, in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's army from a distance. If we can't physically be on the battle lines in Eretz Yisrael, at the very least, we could find ourselves in Eretz Yisrael as a soldier in a different way, by making sure that we commit ourselves to spending more and more time in the Beis Medrash. And it could be that this Yesod, if it's correct what we're suggesting here, explains one other interesting line. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach we say, in Dayenu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu taken us to, given us the Torah and not taken us to Eretz Yisrael, Dayenu. And many Sfarim discuss, why would that be so? Why should it be that if I have the Torah without Eretz Yisrael, that's enough? In the Nachlas Tzvi, who was a Rav who lived in the previous generation, Rav Meshulam Gross, he writes, by Haggadah Shel Pesach, it's in the Likutim by Netzavim, Ilu nasan lanu es haTorah v'lo echniso l'Eretz Yisrael dayenu. He explains it based on this Gemara in Sota. Why did Moshe desire to go into Eretz Yisrael? Right, it was because he wanted the mitzvos. So he says, I can tie it all together. We know the Gemara at the end of Menachos that says that if you learn about a mitzvah, it's as if you did the mitzvah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't need to go into Eretz Yisrael to do mitzvos tluyos ba'aretz. Just learn about it, it'll be ki'ilu you did it. Says the Nachlas Tzvi, that's the pshat in the Dayenu. Kol alomei toras ol lakilu hikriv ola, where it's bolded. Ve'ein minatzarach lichanis l'art Yisrael. De'vilim mitorah levad gam kein efshar l'kayim mitzvos atulis baratz. Ve'zeshanu omrim, says the Nachlas Tzvi, that's the pshat. Zeshanu omrim, ilu nasan lanu as a Torah. Ve'loch nisanu l'art Yisrael Dayenu. If I have the Torah, I can do the mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael. No, but what about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? If I have the Torah, can I do Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Based on what we said, the answer is yes. Because when I establish a Beis Medrash and a Beis Knesses, a Makum of Torah, that Makum becomes the Avir of Eretz Yisrael, like the Marsha said, in a very real way. And therefore, a person can experience each of Eretz Yisrael, even, again, in this unusual way, even from a distance. So we have to strive as best we can, right, especially as things are going on in Eretz Yisrael, to stay connected to the Beis Medrash. But no, a long weekend coming up, a lot of people going home. We're getting less time in the Beis Medrash than we normally have in a typical week. So what's the pshat? What's the hope? Can we hope that our own home can be a makom of Eretz Yisrael? And we're Messiahim with the words of the Kedushas Levi himself. In the Pisgam and Kedishin, which was a sefer that was printed in the year Tafresh Mem Vav, it's available on Hebrew books. It's a likud from 10 different great tzaddikim and rabbis, beautiful insights in a variety of areas of Shas and Ma'amari Chazal. On the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, v'yibeischa beis v'ad l'chachamim, the Pisgam and Kedishin quotes from the Berditchever. Beautiful vart. Ki ne'asidin bate Yisrael she'yach l'art Yisrael. Not only is the Beis Knesset, the Beis Medrash going to go, he says that's Pasha. He says that's a Chiddush, that the Shul is going to go, that the Beis Medrash is going to go. You know what's Pasha going to go to Eretz Yisrael when the time comes? Your house. Your house is going to pick up. Your house, which is a miniature Eretz Yisrael of Chutz Laretz, is going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Bizman bia some Mashiach. He says, "Kal v'chomer bate knesios u'ma bate knesios shikarim rak lekriyas shma u'tfila." The Beis Knesses is used for what? A couple of mitzvos. You say Shema, you say Shmona Esrei. Tfila is a mitzvah derabanan. Kriyas Shma is a machlokas and shas. Is it daraisa? Is it derabanan? And yet, the Beis Knesses asidin heim sheyelchul Eretz Yisrael ki adua. So bate Yisrael, a Jewish home, If we go home for a long weekend, right? We have to give halal v'hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to go to our homes. Because our homes are even more Eretz Yisrael than a Beis Knesset. Because our home is a place where so many mitzvot take place. But the Yisrael sheyesh be'am harbe mitzvot da'araisa kegon mezuzah, birchas hamazon, Torah, tzedakah, v'harbe kiyot behen alachas kam v'kama sheyizku la'alos Eretz Yisrael. All the more so the Jewish home will find this place in Eretz Yisrael when the time comes. It's a miniature Eretz Yisrael experience for a Jew who finds himself trapped in Chutz La'aretz. But obviously there's a Tanai. What's the Tanai? The Tanai is that my home is going to be a place that's full of all those mitzvahs that he just mentioned. Which house is going to make it to Eretz Yisrael? As long as I do these mitzvahs with great pride, then I'll be zochet to make it to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. He says, what's the taich? If you want your bias to be a beis vad, if you want your bias to be like a beis vad, like a shul, like a beis knesses, you have to be l'chacham. You have to be a person who's committed to the same things that the chacham were committed to, which is of course Torah, Avodah, and Mitzvos, and Yirat Shemayim. And now I think in the final source, we have an understanding of a Rambam. There are several things the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim that a person could leave Eretz Yisrael for. What are the first two things on the list? The first two things, of course, are Asr and the Saints Mi'aretz Yisrael, the Chutz La'aretz Ta'olam, El Lilmo Torah Olisa Isha. Why does the Rambam say that a person can leave Eretz Yisrael to learn? Why does the Rambam say a person can leave to go build a bias Neman be Yisrael? Because based on what we've established today, that's not leaving Eretz Yisrael. The Shul, the base Knesset of Chutz La'aretz, is still being in Eretz Yisrael. If you go to find a wife to build a house, a bias Neman be Yisrael, that is your miniature Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there's no concern as if Keilu one's leaving Eretz Yisrael when he's going for those purposes. You can work on the rest of the list, the other things that a person is allowed to leave for, but the main two things that a person is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for, to learn Torah, to marry a woman, that's not really leaving Eretz Yisrael. So Mirtz Hashem, as Eretz Yisrael is still Rachmana Litzlan under fire, and unfortunately there have been tragedies, we hope that in some way we can connect our mind to Eretz Yisrael, we can connect our Dibur to Eretz Yisrael, and we can try to find other ways to tap into places that are Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. And Emir Hashem, as we build our own Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz in a temporary sense, Hashem will allow us to return to Arzeinu Kadosha with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash from Herabi Amenu. Amen.